This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. Machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Fight to free the world, to fulfill the promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome, folks, to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm Clint Richardson, your host. With me today, again, very fortunate to have Mr. Behind the Woodshed himself, Mr. Hal Anthony. Hal, how you doing today?
Well, pretty good. We're going to try to do that follow-up. We've been trying to get to those Libre Code articles. But, like I was saying yesterday, it's almost every phrase you say, there's a study behind all of it. I hope a lot of you that were listening in yesterday tune in again today and did some of that research and get a new way to look at things. As I was thinking about some of this discussion, it's really important as far as I've been doing for the last looking at this for 30 years and coming at it completely blindsided. I, too, wore the rose-colored glasses, and then finding out that there was a different reality that's been right in front of us. It's not been hidden. It's been right in front of us if we were to just learn how to read correctly. That when you start to see things this way, then all of a sudden you start having answers. Well, at least you have some reasonable belief to have answers why things like today happens where the police are absolutely unaccountable, and unless they do the most heinous things, there is no accountability, and you'll see this reflected today and then through the articles here.
Well, good news is, Google just purchased Boston Dynamics recently. Boston Dynamics, of course, are that wonderful group that has all the DARPA contracts and all the Department of Defense contracts to build robots. And so the good news is we won't have to worry about police anymore, because pretty soon we'll have police robots, just like in all the science fiction movies and everything else. I stayed up late last night, couldn't sleep, was thinking about all this stuff that we talk about on this show, including this military occupation that we're talking about today with Libre Code, and I ended up writing something down, and you'll forgive me, I'm just going to read it, because I'm a much better writer than I'm a speaker, so I'm just going to go ahead and read what I wrote last night. It continuously amazes me just how the open-air prison colonies of the United States of America, what we fallaciously call the 50 states of the Union, controlled, of course, by the central corporation called the United States, has duped the people of said colonies to support their own enslavement, financially and otherwise. Today, we will be continuing our breakdown of the Libre Code with my special guest, Hal Anthony. See, I thought ahead. But I want the listeners to truly grasp what is being exposed here today. Do you realize that we still use the phrase, it's a free country? We passionately strut our Peacockian feathers about our free and open election system, despite being one of the minority of democratic nations that does not have a direct election of the president by the people. Just a pomp and circumstance media ceremony that makes pretend each 4 years, spending billions and billions and billions of taxpayer money. That's our free country. Why, for God's sake, in this free country, do we then pay for the police officers who beat us up? Is it because we love our servitude, as Huxley so aproposly stated? Do we love coercion, extortion, exaction, and theft? Do we seek remedy in courts run by private, non-governmental, international bar association that makes its own rules, pulls its own ethics from the deepest butt crack of Satan himself? We vote for new rulers each election, pretending that the next will be less tyrannical than the previous. The system's already there. Why do we vote for new rulers? We vote for rulers. We obey laws that are completely against our self-interest and to that of our friends, family, and neighbors. We allow the state to take our control, to take control of our marriage and take our children by force. We relish in the life-destroying abuse of complete strangers in the media and its reimagining of reality in reality TV, both foreign and domestic. And thank God it's not us on that magic screen with some unholy pride and lack of empathy that is anything but Christian. Oh, stop. There goes my computer. We watch as our character and dignity as individual races of men, white, black, you name it, and all the colors in between, gets publicly demolished within a completely Zionist media and its reality television, according to the very blueprints and plans long ago assembled by the same and known to those who care to read them. History is now being rewritten almost as soon as it happens through print and visual media. This dystopian future is being foretold and disclosed at alarming rates and with incredible disclosure to reveal a prison state of technology mixed with all of the information possible that can be collected. Dishwashers and ovens now report through RFID pings to smart meters when and how long each appliance is utilized by humans in their own homes, while every keystroke is recorded and every move filmed by the modern Big Brother. And our police have been usurped and promoted to U.S. peacekeeping forces, now with armored vehicles, microwave guns, lasers, and a whole host of holy horrors in the procession of uniformed men of no honor or empathy. And we pay for this control grid willingly with our own taxes on our own labor. We watch as corporations suck the taxpayer base dry, only to use that investment wealth to become government. To become government, corporations becoming government, to purchase public infrastructure and to privatize all of our lives in conjunction with the U.S. Department of Defense, including the Common Core takeover of our children and school structure. But make no mistake, for all of this is still and always has been the Department of War. And since the two great world wars, it has been the Department of Undeclared War and Illegal Occupation, funding the president's whims, bombing, and militarily defeating dozens of countries around the world. Now, I want to read from the Veterans website. Okay, what does the Veterans website tell us? It has a description of our current military's disposition around the world today. It actually says this. It says, quote, the historical Byzantine, Ottoman, Roman, and British empires relied heavily on foreign military bases during their peaks of power. Remember, we're supposed to be at peace. We've not declared a war since World War II. After World War II, the United States created the most extensive network of military bases ever, allowing for the deployment of air and naval forces in moments. No military in the history of the world has been more widely deployed as the United States. Currently, the United States has military personnel deployed in about 150 countries. This covers 75% of the world's nations. The United States employs around 81,400 local foreigners across the world. Under its listed military land and assets, the Department of Defense notes that the DOD owns more than 600,000 individual buildings and structures at more than 6,000 locations on more than 30 million acres of land, unquote. Average military age doesn't really have one. You can be 17 to 62 years old. And we will finish this list when we get back.
The mission
stay with us.
Successfully completed. Reality.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe. And a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons.
How many military land and assets did we just read? The Department of Defense notes that the DOD owns more than 600,000 individual buildings and structures and more than 6,000 locations around the globe on more than 30 million acres of land. My God. Did you hear this? Did you hear that did you hear that the veterans page, the pro-military veterans page, says no military in the history of the world has been more widely deployed as the United States. That is a, that, I mean, that statistic alone is absolutely incredible. But here's something you might find a little more incredible. Numbers, according to the 2010 census data, one of the reasons we all say don't fill out the census data. Military age is 17 to 62 years old. Available persons in the United States that are available for military service, 73,270,000, 43 males, aged 18 to 49. Also, 71,941,969 females, age 18 to 49. So over, about 145 million men and women available for service, according to the military. How many of those are actually fit for military service in the eyes of the military? Well, about 60 million males and 59 million females. How many are reaching the military age annually, coming out of the Common Core school curriculum right into the military Common Core school curriculum? Well, that would be about 2.1 million males and about 2 million females. Again, those are calculated using the census data. This we'll call the Department of Defense. Department of Defense. I'm not sure how a defensive figure could be in 75% of the world's countries and still call themselves a defense. These figures do not include private contractors and mercenaries, CIA, and other deniable federal assets, and the taxpayer-funded illicit weapons trade that makes it all possible in the first place. Problem, reaction, solution. And all the time, in a patriotic fervor, the American people have no idea that they, too, are under the same military occupation as that other 75% of the world. The U.S. military and its peacekeeping forces are guarding us, the citizens of America, the citizens of the United States. And under the Lieber Code, Article 1, we read that the presence of a military base from a hostile army or a foreign army, which is the United States, itself is indeed to be interpreted as the unspoken declaration of military rule or martial law by that United States district we affectionately refer to here as the central corporation called the United States, i.e. the corporation nation. Now, Hal, we didn't get to many of these, and I want to really go through these today, the important ones, which, of course, they're all important. But, you know, as we said, we've read Article 1. We know that the reason that military bases are in all 50 states, or, in other words, all 50 republics, are because we are occupied individual countries, occupied by the foreign country or foreign corporation called the United States. And we also know that martial law, and according to Article 2, martial law does not cease during the hostile occupation. Okay, in other words, the occupation never ends except by special proclamation ordered by the commander-in-chief, which I have personally seen no proof that there was an end to the Civil War. There might have been an end to the bloodshed or the quote-unquote hostilities, but no declaration or treaty of peace that actually concluded that war. And it goes on to say, when the occupation of a place or territory continues beyond the conclusion of peace as one of the conditions of the same. In other words, martial law continues past the time of peace. And that brings us to Article 3. And at this point, I'm gonna probably let you talk the rest of the show, my friend.
Well, not, you know, we can do it back and forth, really, because as I was saying, this is not a document that you just read through and think you know a lot. I asked yesterday that we people that read this put into actual practice. I want to go quickly first to back to number one and say part of the reason why this document is so serious and so immediate is that there's a provision inside Article 1 that says that whether or any proclamation declaring martial law or any public warning to the inhabitants has been issued or not.
or not.
And I asked you exactly. I asked all the listeners to think about that and think of their life today and listening to the news, the government notice we called the news, of what they want you to know, what they're telling you about, whether or not you have heard warnings. And I would suggest to you that what you read from the best place, it's one perspective become a warning. And this is what you have to be very flexible here about how this document can work. This is why I say open up categories of potential and possibility. Start applying what you hear. Start attaching the words you hear in this document to what you see around you today. And that, what I just said, should scare you a little bit, because I'm telling you to go look. I'm not telling you to go waste your time here. I'm saying when you go look, you're going to find very consistent use of this Lieber code that doesn't seem to be plausible, but is working every day because it's actually international law. And every nation is subject to international law. And I would argue, not so much in an argument, but more of a position, if you want to respond to yourself as...
Oh, I think your mic is, maybe your bandwidth is going in and out there. Maybe you could repeat what you just said.
If we want to consider ourselves, this is all under international law, and all nations are subject to it, and all sovereigns are subject. And I don't like using the word sovereign, because I don't necessarily believe it. However, for the purpose of being autonomous and independent, self-active, have to consider that international law, as applied to people, is valid when we each understand each one of us is a nation under ourselves. We have all the requisite capacities. We have a judiciary. We have an administrative department. We have the legislative function. Everything that it takes. We have organs, and they're organized, no different than the state. It's like a fractal, that we could consider ourselves subject to and implementers of international law. That I think when you start to do this and you start looking at the phrase any public warning, and you find out that the military is out there to even come against its own people, or what we thought were us being in that, that this notice that they're everywhere around the world and willing to use that force is a warning. Which all by itself, if there was never any other proclamation, would it should invoke in us a big concern. I'll give another example of a warning.
You think? Exactly. It doesn't. I guess my point is that anybody who listens to this is going to either going to impress them or it's not. And those that it doesn't, I have to be concerned that ripples out to the mass of people that are not responding to it. The warning we were given under NDAA, I called that before it even became law. I called that threat. This is that NDAA on it, besides the Patriot Act, but the NDAA for sure, telling you that you're an enemy combatant in a battlefield, is the warning that declares you're under martial law under Article 1.
That's an excellent point. Excellent point, actually. And, you know, where these things are coming from is also another important point. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. That's about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy. All of our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like. What it feels like.
Rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushrooms, like a walnut.
It is the most mysterious part of the human body, and yet it dominates the way we live our adult lives. It is the brain.
All right, folks, welcome back. Over the break, I was just pulling up the military bases that other countries have throughout the world, and it's a pretty pathetic list, I gotta say. I don't know how anybody could possibly be worried that the United States could ever come under attack from anybody. We have bases everywhere, and no one else has any bases. Literally, the United Kingdom has a few in their own little places, and several in the Middle East at this point. But as far as the military occupation of the world, it's quite incredible to actually look and see how many resources are being expended by America 65 bases in Germany, for instance, many bases in Japan. And I guess the reason I'm bringing up Germany and Japan is because if you talk to anybody that understands the politics and economy of Germany or of Japan, they know without a doubt that they're still an occupied country left over from that great war. They are an occupied country of the United States and of the United Kingdom. They will tell you this, these folks who understand this. So not too long ago, there were cases of horrible, horrible, horrible actions on behalf of the United States soldiers who were raping and pillaging some of the Japanese villages, some of the Japanese people out there. Things that are going on across there is no honor in this. I don't think any soldier out there would disagree that what they are doing now is not honorable. It is not something that we should be honoring as a people. I'm sorry. Of course, I support, and I use that word, sparingly, I support taking care of our soldiers who have been fooled into this ridiculous death and destruction and getting injured for it. Of course, we need to take care of the veterans, if you will. But how can I possibly go along with the media tripe about supporting our troops when our troops are guarding us, when our troops are guarding countries that don't need to be guarded? This is horrible. I don't know how to put it into words, even. When you realize you're the bad guy in a world of really good people, you start to, you know, I don't know, Hal, how do you feel about that? Were you in the military?
No, they wouldn't take me. I tried 5 times. They wouldn't take me. They said my scores were so high that I could actually literally choose whatever I wanted to do. But the context and the time that I started to go in was not one where they were actually going to be taking people. In fact, it was I decided I wasn't going to be on the ground. If I was going to get taken out by an enemy, I wanted to be flying in the air. So that's what I went for. And I tested out so I could. But at that time, they weren't bringing anybody else into the military. It was the first indication 2 years before that war, or that conflict actually was over, they were stopping to take people in. So, but I tried 4 other times, they wouldn't take me in. So I guess, well, maybe I wasn't meant to be in, but that I live your conundrum. I cannot support the fraud I see. But at the same time, I had to go through having the rose colored glasses slapped off my face. 3 decades of my, well, not quite 3 to find out about it, but 3 decades of my life dedicated to going through the fraud before I'm able to tell others that probably don't see it, that we're living a lie. And I cannot condemn that part of them that in good faith moved under what they thought was the presentation of the world and the reality of the world.
Well, that's just it. Is it good faith? Are we doing things in good faith? No. No, because it's by force. It is through violence that we proceed.
Be careful now. I got real lenient, if you will. It's not that I'm going to give in to everything, but when your whole world is a small box, and that's it. You're not, like, you look at North Korea. Those people revere somebody as God, and it's just a man. And so, and they will not, they will kill him. They will kill for him. This is the blinders are that we're myopic and we are uneducated. We're literally ignorant to the fact that I say it's worse than that. We're clueless. We're so controlled underneath this costume of being free. And really, it's a freedom that I really have to be careful in my own mind not to be judgmental. What you're talking about, I think, is the government itself using these people to go attack without good reason and its force of violence. What I'm talking about is the people that believe they're rising up to go help a good cause. And that's what you're talking about, that it's not. And I can't find the good cause. And I'm not, it's not being explained to me. So at one level, I'm in a way heartbroken to hear that people have given over themselves and don't know that. On the other hand, there's no excuse once you're told. And then you still resist. Now I have a problem. I have a problem with that. But what are we going to do about it? I mean, this is just us being divided now, and it's just our so-called, they'll call it our opinion, and you'll get these people that say we agree to disagree, and that's why behind the woodshed I try to bring the principles, because at some point we're going to have to put rubber to the road, we're going to get on the ground, we're going to talk about our boots on the ground, we are a player in this war against us, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions, and now it's no excuse. You either, like the Matrix. The Matrix is not a movie. It was a very, very cool disclosure, that, you can be like the one that comes out and watches out, finds out that strict liability is that hard that you want to go back in because the steak just tastes that good.
It all tastes like steak. Yes.
Yes.
Well, let's,
I'm
let's
wonder with you on this. I just, All the people that went out and were thinking that they were doing something good, I don't know what to say about them. But once you find out it's done, I hear lots of veterans that are finding out the truth and they're active. They're real active. I think they feel abused and they feel I don't get into a lot of these words. They just feel the sense of violation that's causing them to come up and say, wait a minute, you've done this dirt. I'm not going to let it continue. But we need more of those. We need more of it. Whatever we need this truth of the reality coming out, and we need to stop the baser parts of it, which the Libra Code allows underneath this so-called law of war. Think about this, the stupidity behind that statement. You would actually think there's a law of war, like some traffic cop, some referee in a war. No, you'll read right in here in the international law, it's up to the commanders in the field to decide. That's the only objective basis you have, and there's no accountability. You put yourself on a boat, the captain of the boat's the admiral. You do what he says. You're on his ship, his land, his territory. You have nothing more to say but to do what you're told. And that's
I'm starting to understand what you mean now by when you say, you know, we read off the biological weapons program and several other parts of the U.S. Code. I'm starting to understand now that you say this, I'm starting to understand how that fits in under the Libra Code. When you start reading some of these articles, it will literally say the same exact thing, that people are expendable if it's for the cause. You know,
absolutely. There's everything that can be done. It even says that abuses are not disclaimed as long as it's to the better function of the military and the cause of what the military is brought to.
And by not disclaimed, you mean it's okay to abuse people. It's very, very, very okay to abuse, to kill, to pillage, to take people's homes. I mean, I would even venture to say that eminent domain is an act of this.
Well, keeping not getting so locked in to think we know so much, reopening our mind. I come through a time many decades ago, literally, and this is when I first started. You have the so-called patriot community thinking that they were going to tell the system better what the law was than what the law was coming down on them. And I looked at these errors that people were making, these mistakes, these bad examples that were being made. I learned later at least half of them were government setups to dissuade more people. But I said, there's a problem here that they're not learning. It's like walking up to a wall and beating your head against the same wall and then walking away and coming back to the same wall and beating your head, thinking that that's going to change anything. I looked at the whole thing differently, and I said, listen, they're telling us something here, and we're just not getting it. And when you start to understand, as I say, apply what we're saying, you'll see that we're told a whole different language to be interpreted, not by us, but the way it was meant by the author of what's going on.
Right. Yeah. And to see it, again, I guess you'd have to read a lot of U.S. code to really see what we're talking about. And please, folks, do read this Libra Code. Please read it for yourself. We'll be back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Is this real? Or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real? It's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love.
We are on a ride with the Libra code here. Let me just read something from the chat room. In case you don't know, we do have our chat room at corporationnation.chatango.com. That's chatango.com. Good quote. I always liked this. It says, just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy, well, natural freedom. The major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. By Michael Elner. It's a very good look at how, what a backwards society we are. And it's amazing, speaking of that, that we don't recognize, again, the backwards notion of our own enslavement to this corporation. We don't recognize our, I guess we could add to this that our military doesn't protect us. Our military is watching us. You know, it's a, there's a big difference between having a military for defense and one that is in on offense against us. And that's really what we're talking about. So, Hal, let's get into these things before we run out of time again. Let's go to Article 3 of the Libre Code. Martial law in a hostile country consists in the suspension by the occupying military authority of the criminal and civil law and of the domestic administration and government in the occupied place or territory, and in the substitution of military rule and force for the same, as well as in the dictation of general laws, as far as military necessity requires this suspension, substitution, or dictation.
And so then you hear lots of statements in there. The last three words, suspension, substitution, or dictation, these are, again, signs. And so I would want to focus people, I want to, again, is applying this today. And this is not going to be exactly today. I've already done that with the NDAA, but let's bring the states involved. Everyone wants to think the states are sovereign. I have an idea that I can show people, and they can go look for themselves in their own state. In 1953, a substitution was done of the laws, then general laws, then in force and effect across the United States of America. And this is something that uses the word substitution. I will tell you, when you look at the court cases regarding this statute, the statute that I'm going to focus you on, the word that the court uses changes to the international term for substitution, which is supplantation. Talk about plantation. We got a soup plantation there. And there's no soup and broccoli. But the substitution means supplantation. And it's only used, or not, I can't say only, but it's really limited in its use, and a lot of it's confined to the utility in occupied territories. Let me direct people to Oregon statute, which I found. In fact, I did quite a bit of research on this. Let me read to you a couple sections, and you'll listen for the word substitution when we get down a little ways. Listen for the general laws being changed, and listen for the prior laws being taken out by an act, again, overtly proclaiming this change. And here it is. Anybody can find it. I can eventually get the link in for y'all. It's ORS 174510. This is at the construction statutes of the state statutes for Oregon. And it says the statute law set forth after Section 8 of Enrolled House Bill Number 2 of the 47th Legislative Assembly were enacted as law. They weren't law. They were as law of the state of Oregon, capitalized properly, effective December 31st, 1953. My research cannot find every state did this, but my research suggested that every state did this. This type of an act in 1953, Oregon happened to be the last one to do it at December 31st of 1953. I'll go down to another section, just jump up. All statute laws of Oregon of a general, public, and permanent nature enacted prior to January 12th of 1953, this is almost a whole year before, were repealed effective December 31st, 1953, except as provided in the subsection 2 of this section. Subsection 2 I won't read, but essentially what that statement is the reflection of international law that an occupying force coming onto the territory must take the laws as it finds them, and over time can change those that it can change. Everything
so
else can't change.
What was canceled? Which laws were canceled?
Let me read it again because it's very important. Remember, you heard the word general laws were affected in the statute of Article 3 of the Libre Code. All statute laws of Oregon, not the state of Oregon here, but Oregon, of general, public, and permanent nature enacted prior to January 12th were repealed. So I ask you, so much for the permanency, isn't it, here? There is no permanent laws when an occupying force comes on. All those prior laws are repealed. The second chapter or the second section of this admits to the international law that says that anything held unconstitutional by the repealing of this, any pre-existing statute can still be used. This is directly out of international law regarding the laws of an occupied law, these obligations upon an occupying force to recognize not disturb the people much immediately, and over time they can change their statutes. This is exactly reflecting international law, 512.20. Now let me go down through a couple more, down to the killer one, where they use the word substituted. Now, so you know this is a substitution. The word substitution is Article 3 in the Lieber Code. It is showing again the warning. They notice that something has happened to affect the general laws, which you read, which I just read in the previous section, the provisions of the statute laws, not Oregon law, but the statute laws described in 510 are considered as substituted in a continuing way for the provisions of the prior statute laws repealed by the prior section. So here's your word substituted. They substitute the general laws by another legislation. And that legislation, I've read it. I went to the archives of the state and I read it, and it's about an inch thick. It's this House Bill 2, which is essentially advanced by the Bar Association, and it changes the whole condition of the state from what it was in de jure to this law. It's called the Model Business Corporation Act. So essentially what you have is the Bar Association, just another legal entity, a trade union, co-opting the legislative branch such that it removed the law, put as law in, that it controls, that it is occupying and repealing the permanent laws in lieu of its laws over the top. And so here we have, in 1953, this happened across the nation, as I can find everywhere I find. When I finally find it, it's there. And then I will add one more thing. This is consistent with the tax law changes in 1954. All the states come compliant, and this law of the Model Business Corporation Act requires the states to make records. You're going to love this, Clint. This is right up your CAFR and Walter Buehring's alley. It requires the states to make records and keep books.
All right. Well, 64 was when they started, I believe it was 64 was when they started doing CAFRs. And that was, of course, private association, government accounting standards board that created that. So that does sound about right. And you know that's
right.
You're bringing up
a very important time schedule that people will find as they read more. 10 years is about the time it takes to implement these policies.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. But well, the point was by that time, by 1953, they were already this law was changed in 1953. It now becomes the copywritten law of the state of Oregon. Not just Oregon.
That's a uniform state law, correct? That's not a federal law.
No, this is inside the construction statutes of the statutes themselves.
So it's different than the uniform laws such as the Uniform Commercial Code as well. That was all of those are created by. Well, I'll pull that up and read it when we come back.
Yeah, I don't know that this has been mentioned as a uniform code. It could very well be under a different name if you use the other name that's not here. And this is what you have to do to stir the study, that the Model Business Corporation Act is throughout the other states, but by different subtle names. That may be uniform, but not. This is on its own for this purpose here.
That is an amazing find. Almost my heart just dropped, to be honest, because that
it's stunning. It's just stunning. This was as stunning as the civil rights to me that I told you. You know, I was explaining to you about this. Look at this. Look at what they're doing here.
And again, when we compare it to all these things we're talking about, it makes absolute perfect sense and falls right under the Lieber Code. Wow. All right, folks, stay with us. We'll be back with Hal Anthony after the break here on RBN.
With financial